SaaS products and the idea of SaaS and cloud really works in conjunction and adds value to existing environments. It's not an either or discussion. It's actually a use what suits you best for your business challenges.
Welcome to the Next Generation Design Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper. Today, I'm talking to Paul Brown, Senior Marketing Director at NX, about software as a service, how to tell if it might be a good fit for your company, and where he sees it going in the future. Before we begin, let's meet today's guest. Paul, welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about your role?
Hi, Jen. Great to talk to you again. I lead the PES, Product Engineering Services Marketing team. We're really looking at how we can apply the products that we develop, which are NX, FiberSIM, MasterTrim, and how they can be applied by our customers and how we can get the message out about the uses of our customers and how they perform to help our customers really enhance their business.
Paul, thank you for being with us today. To start us off, I'd like to talk about SaaS. I know it's a hot topic these days. So what can you tell our audience about it?
Well, I think the whole topic of SaaS really has kind of come together more about the connectivity of everything and tying things together using software as a service and cloud technologies to make technology more accessible for companies, for individuals, giving them access to technology wherever they are in the world. And I think that's, as we've gone through the past couple of years, we've really found that whole need to be connected to carry on business from distributed environments has become more and more important. And I think that over the last couple of years, it's become the norm for companies. And so SaaS really allows us to deliver applications which customers and companies can access from multiple devices wherever they are in the world in a secure environment. So I think that's why it's so interesting to people. And that's why companies are now really looking at it as to how can it help me in this new age of having people that are not always co-located, and we are working across both national and international boundaries and working seamlessly across those environments.
What would you say to the people who believe that moving to a SaaS solution is a difficult overhaul?
Change is always going to bring a level of opportunity and a level of disruption. That's a fact, no matter what changes you make. So that's one of the reasons why I would always say to people, if you're thinking about cloud and SaaS, you need to really think about what your business goals are. Moving over to those types of approaches just because it's the current buzz, that's not a good business goal. You need to know what you're trying to achieve. And when you have that in mind, then you can start setting up strategies of how you get there. And we've been looking at this as how do we help our customers evolve their technologies and do that, and actually not force them into making a choice. Is it SaaS or is it on-premise on my desktops? Being able to mix and match, being able to give applications where it's the same application delivered in multiple ways, such that you don't have this overhead of retraining, relearning, that type of thing. And then looking at how we can expand out and actually help different groups that are not traditional type users in our space, being in terms of design users, CAD users, but giving them more tools to how they can actually go off and do that work. So it's extra ways of getting value out of that data. So I think, is it a challenge? Any change is a challenge, but managed properly and with the right business expectations is a very manageable next step for a lot of companies.
When did Siemens start looking at moving to a SaaS strategy? It sounds like it's been a long time coming, but there's been a lot more excitement around this topic lately.
What the interesting thing is, there's this whole concept of, if you assume that SaaS and distributed and cloud is around running distributed solutions, we've been doing that for years. We have customers that have been doing that for way over 10 years, some as many as 15 years, having a centralized software stack in locations and then serving out to users using techniques like VDI, which is virtual desktop. Being able to use those types of tools and having their infrastructure. We've had a lot of experience of working with customers who want to work in that type of environment. What's changing is really that there are more companies looking at using external hosting organizations. So rather than managing the infrastructure themselves, rather than having their central processing compute power and then having their own staff do the management, but actually outsourcing that part of the business and focusing on what they do, which is what the customer's doing, which is developing products that they can sell and make money with, taking away that infrastructure challenge and allowing them to manage that way. So we've been doing it, been involved with doing this for years. We've been making sure that our products like NX perform in these remote access type environments really strongly, really fast. But also now we're seeing a more of a shift where companies are bringing in external and hosting and actually taking their infrastructure and effectively handing it over to companies like AWS from Amazon or moving it onto companies running Microsoft and Azure and being able to host out that way.
You mentioned on-premise and cloud options for deployment. What are the different offerings from the Siemens Group around SaaS?
We also have some new capabilities, some new applications that are actually streamed and SaaS native applications. NX Mold Connect, for example. NX Mold Connect looks at a different type of user. It's really about the people in mold companies and the people in OEMs who are designing plastic parts and that interchange between the two of them, looking for a quote for tooling. Then the people doing the quote for tooling, and in the mold company, the people doing the quote for tooling are often not mold designers. They're not people who learn CAD and want to know about design tools. What they want to be able to do is take a job, make sure it can be manufactured, and then cost it up. And that's what Mold Connect does. But because it's all around collaboration, it uses the cloud and uses SaaS as an approach to tie the data together, to allow you to work quickly together. And it's delivered with a Mold Connect is delivered with an interface which comes through in the browser. So it's very much designed for the more casual user, the people that have a targeted application.
And how do you see that evolving moving forward?
Over the future, you'll see more and more uses of these types of targeted applications which give specific people in an organization more access to data. It's about leveraging the digital twin. The digital twin is the core of what we develop with NX. So the 3D representation of a product, being able to use that for more things and more downstream activities gives you more value. The more you can reuse that data, the better. That's one of those areas where we're looking at how can we extend out this capability. An important thing, though, is it's all based off the same architecture, the same data. We're not looking at people having an on-premise sort of database, which they then have to translate to get into the cloud or move into different systems to get into the cloud. Now, underpinning all of that, obviously, we need to manage that data. And we work very closely with our Teamcenter organization. There's a product called Teamcenter X, once again, a packaged up delivery mechanism for PLM, data management, product lifecycle management throughout the process. And our tools can work and are integrated with the Teamcenter X stack of and suite of products such that not only can you design the data, but you can manage it, you can manage the workflows and all the access. A number of products there along there. And then we have our collaboration tools like Accelerator Share. So Accelerator Share allows you, it's a very fast way of ad hoc collaboration. I can put some data into Accelerator Share. I can invite people to look at it. I can invite people to interrogate it, to give me feedback on that data. once again, looking to leverage the cloud and SaaS as a way of communicating and bringing people together.
Do you see a lot more SaaS apps coming on the market in the future?
I think it's a pathway forward, and there will be a lot more SaaS apps coming at a far greater pace as we go forward. I think one important thing to remember is, despite everything, the desktop and on-premise is not dead. It's not going away. For some companies, they want and need to have their infrastructure and manage their infrastructure themselves. There are certain industries where that whole idea of being able to have localizing, if you look at defense contractors, for example, need to have that level of security and management that brings everything inside the firewall. Desktop applications are still going to be a massive way forward. The key is to be for us is to be able to deliver applications that add value to our customers, build on the digital twin, but also leverage the power of the cloud and use that same common data backbone, that same architecture, such that I can reuse my data, whether it's on the desktop, in the cloud, in apps, no matter where, be able to use those together.
Before we say goodbye, I'd like to know your vision for the future of SaaS. What would you say that looks like?
I think the future is, as more and more bandwidth capabilities, accessibility comes up, obviously the SaaS / cloud landscape just looks stronger and stronger all the time. The download speeds, upload speeds people get, the capabilities are growing. In addition, when you look at technology-wise, things like having remote rendering farms, capabilities for doing high-end rendering that you outsource, you get compute time, you get that going off really quickly, it comes back. There's so many benefits that we're just tapping into now with cloud technologies, and that constantly keep growing. So I think that that's going to continue to drive together performance computing.
Is there anything on the immediate horizon that you could tell us about?
In fact, just now, literally today, we announced a new high-performance compute capability for our SimCenter set of products. So our SimCenter simulation products for stress analysis, structural analysis, flow analysis. Those are all challenges that when you look at taking a design and doing analysis on it, they're very compute-heavy. Some companies, when you've got a very compute-heavy problem, to solve it quicker, you use high-performance compute, you use multiple CPUs, GPUs, just to be able to compress the time to get to solve. And so now we're offering that as a service on the cloud under a part of our SimCenter portfolio, once again, the SimCenter X portfolio to bring that. So overall, I think the future really is very strong for these technologies. In terms of industry adoption, I think some industries will find it easier to adopt and quicker to adopt than others. And that's some of that is down to the infrastructures. Consumer products and retail, for example, companies in that space are very used to working in these type of environments. They're probably one of the early teams. Electronics and semiconductor, very similar. Some of the larger, more traditional industries, such as automotive and aerospace, adoption maybe will take a little bit longer in those types of companies. As well in the aerospace and defense industries, obviously there's the defense element of this. People involved in defense industries, because of the security demands, bring some extra challenges into that type of environment. Once again, it will impact how quickly that it becomes a prevalent technology. Industrial machinery companies can get great benefit from this. Traditionally, industrial machinery companies tend to move along and kind of follow some of the major industries like automotive because they're very much tied together. It's a mixed kind of set of fields of adoption across the different industries.
Well, that's all very exciting. And I don't want to let you go without giving congratulations to the NX team. I believe there was a recent win for the SaaS Awards for 2022. Best SaaS product for engineering management, PLM or CAD?
I think it was a wonderful award to win. We were looking at the companies that were being considered and their approaches to SaaS. I think the key element for us winning that award was the tying together of the traditional desktop on-premise environments with cloud environments to the benefit of our customers. I'm really not saying that the future is all just one way, but being able to say, look, for your environment, there is a solution, but the solution is around combining technologies, bringing things together, but bringing both desktop and cloud together and communicating. So winning that award really was an endorsement about the view and the strategy that we've had all along, which is that these things have to coexist. Having separate SaaS solutions, which are not linked in to my main core design environment, my main core desktop environments, it is not a good solution for customers. Anywhere you have to move data around, unnaturally translate data, it adds cost and burden to users. And what we're looking at is how can we take that cost and burden out of the equation? And that's by building off of a common platform, a common NX architecture, and delivering these solutions together.
Well, congratulations again. That's very exciting. To wrap things up, I'm wondering if you could give our audience some of your main takeaways about SaaS.
SaaS products and the idea of SaaS and cloud really works in conjunction and adds value to existing environments. It's not an either-or discussion. It's actually a use what suits you best for your business challenges. And my second point really is, this is a business discussion. This is not, oh, it's cool technology. This is a, can I get value for my business out of this? And whether that value comes from improved collaboration, whether that value comes from more access to solutions anywhere in the world and allows me, and it's all about access in a secure way. And really about how the third one really is driving forward, there are many more opportunities to look at how you can leverage these technologies into people that are not full-time CAD users, people that need access to design data or have a role to play in using this information, but are not, you're not going to ever want them to be learning CAD or design tools. You want them to have applications, and how can we leverage cloud and SaaS to make those types of tools available to that type of user, the more casual user.
Thanks so much for that, Paul. Those are all really helpful points. Paul, thank you again for speaking with us today. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thank you, Jen, and look forward to speaking to you later.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to today's podcast. Join us next time for more discussions about the latest in design innovation and software applications. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper, and this has been Next Generation Design.